Hi, I'm Mark Smith from the River of Life Church in Dumfries. This is the time of year when we're thinking about the big day, and it's only just moments away. And it's, time that we get very busy with all kinds of activities and all sorts of things that we have to do to get prepared for Christmas. But I want to ask the question, what does Christmas mean to you? It's a really important question, and it's something that can actually get lost in amongst all the busyness of Christmas. Well, I asked a few of my friends what they thought Christmas means to them, and here's what they said.
About spending time with your family and friends and just being around everybody.
Used to mean just a day off work, but now it means more spending time with the family and the ones that are close to you. And just enjoying that time more than I ever did.
I don't really know, family, I guess. Seeing family. Some that you haven't seen in a while, I guess, yeah. Giving as well, yeah.
Christmas, I suppose, to me nowadays means family time with the kids. That's it.
Families getting together normally, enjoying it all. Probably once the day's actually over, I can sit down at night and it's all done.
What Christmas means to me is family, spending time together. Obviously, as a Christian, then for me, it's a great opportunity for the church to celebrate the birth of Christ and all the wonderful story that is. So, yeah, that's what it means to me.
So what does Christmas mean to you? Well, maybe some of the answers that you heard from my friends are yours too. And for me, I've got memories over many years. Things about when I was a kid, they often come flooding back in these days. They were simpler days when we plugged in a few coloured lights and that was a real treat. And of course, all the excitement of presents when you're a child, when you're growing up, then, it's just a thrill. There's no doubt that family and friends are really precious. And if COVID's taught us anything, then it's that we need to value those close to us and not take them for granted. For me, Christmas is about those precious times with those that I love, but it's also about something a bit deeper, a bit more spiritual. It's about God. And recently, Helen and I started on a wee business venture. It's a bit of a risk. Any business venture, any project tends to be an element of risk, but it's been great for us to start on this new little venture and to look to Jesus for wisdom and direction. We've always done that in our life and in our marriage, and he's always been super faithful, and he always is. That's the character and nature of God, and it's the same in our little project. Mary and Joseph must have felt the same sense of risk and a real sense of vulnerability as they began their journey to Bethlehem. And in fact, the time a few months earlier that the angel told Mary she was given to give birth to the Messiah, then she must have felt excited, but at the same time, pretty scared. So we can pick up the story of the angelic visitation in Luke chapter 1. And in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings to you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled. and then the angel left her. And I think this is such a human story. It's we can relate to it. It's very kind of earthy. It's about an ordinary young girl who had a supernatural experience. Her reaction is like most people's. She was, it says, troubled at his words. I think it means she was scared and wondered if all this that was being talked about was, you know, for real. And, well, as is with God's encounters with humans, she quickly became reassured and at peace as the angel explained some further details and gave us some encouragement. God's like that. Sometimes he invites us to take up a challenge, but we'll always follow that up with some I am with you words of reassurance. Maybe he's calling you to take up a new challenge or to step out of your comfort zone. Maybe even to take the initiative to reconcile a broken relationship or perhaps help mend and encourage someone less fortunate than you. Maybe it's stepping out into a new project like Helen and I have done, or perhaps taking a risk to achieve something special. Whatever the call, like Mary, if it's God calling you, he'll always provide the way. So as we celebrate Christmas, let's let it be something more than the lovely warm family times, although they're great and so important. But let it also be a time of finding the deeper meaning of God's coming to earth to be one of us. Mary had an angel to speak and encourage her, but we have the living Saviour Jesus who knows every aspect of our trials and our heartaches and is here through his Holy Spirit to lead us through them victoriously. All we have to do is actually to look to him and to listen out for what he's saying. My mum died in 1997, but her favourite verse was in John chapter 3 and verse 16, which says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." She suffered from MS for about 10 years. And, you know, throughout that time, then we saw her go through the trials of facing this wicked disease. But she repeatedly and joyfully experienced and expressed a certainty of Jesus' promise of eternal life right to the end. I find that incredibly inspiring, and well, I look forward to meeting her again someday. And at Christmas then, you know, I'm going to be thinking about my mum, because I always do at Christmas time, and my dad's still alive at the age of 97. And so, you know, it's about family, isn't it? But it's finding a relationship with the living Saviour, Jesus. He came to this world as a baby in a manger in those rough and ready conditions. And yet he became, through his death and then resurrection and ascension to heaven, he became the person who is sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for us, pleading on our behalf. He's before the Father. Perhaps you're being lonely this Christmas. Perhaps, you know, it's not so nice for you. And even in the midst of all of that, you can find the most precious thing about Christmas, and that is the living Saviour, Jesus. He's knocking on your door. He's right there for you and with you this year. So take some time this Christmas to give him some room in your life, to pray. Just prayers, just simply talking to God. Invite him in. Perhaps you've known that in the past and it's grown a bit stale, it's grown a bit distant. Let this Christmas be the time when you return and find once again the baby in a manger to be the Saviour and Lord. God bless you this Christmas. Have a wonderful time and stay safe, of course. But remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless.